Welcome into another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris. Today is Friday, September 30th. You can follow me on Twitter at jmorrismcm, mutcmiracles.com at titansmcm. All right, the Titans are back on the practice field Thursday in preparation for the Indianapolis Colts. A couple of updates as far as injuries are concerned. Treylon Burks, who missed with an illness on Wednesday, was back full participant on Thursday. Austin Hooper, who missed with a neck on Wednesday, was limited, so he was back in some capacity. Christian Fulton missed with a knee, was upgraded from limited to full. Bud Dupree did go backwards. He was a full participant on Wednesday, limited yesterday. We'll see what he does on Friday. I think that's going to be today, Friday. That's going to be the key for him this week. Maybe they just backed him off after not practicing at all last week. And a guy that has struggled with various injuries since he's been here. So not really a cause for concern there until we see what he does on Friday. A couple of guys were added as did not practice. Nate Davis didn't practice with a knee. He's had a lingering knee issue. So, again, we'll watch what he does Friday and see if that's, so obviously during the week, injury adds are bad for the most part, but maybe they just gave him a day off after he went Wednesday. And then Cody Hollister did not practice with the back, so I don't know what Todd Downing's going to do to tip his hand on run plays if Cody Hollister cannot go. So that'll be something to watch. Speaking of that, I was listening to a podcast, a Pick Six podcast that Roto Grinders does. It's a DFS thing. But anyway, they were talking about the Bears and their play calling. And the week the Bears played the Packers, I don't know what week it was, but the Bears were down 17 at halftime. They were down 17 points at halftime. In the second half, they ran 17 run plays and 7 pass plays. Can you imagine how badly we would be losing our minds if that was what Todd Downing was doing here? I mean, it's been bad. And you probably saw yesterday Downing was asked about all the criticism, and I thought he gave a good answer, and that's fine. I mean, I'm sure Todd Downing is a great dude. I need him to be better at calling football plays. That's really all that I care about as far as he's concerned. But, hey, at least he's not the Bears offensive coordinator and the Bears offense with Justin Fields. They haven't completed double-digit passes yet through 3 games. It's crazy. And like I said, they were down 17 at halftime in one of those games. So, as bad as things have been at times here, they could always be worse for sure. Another thing that was, that happened last night, if you watch the Bengals and the Dolphins game, Tua goes out with another concussion. I say another, obviously on Sunday, if you saw that when the Dolphins were playing the Bills this past Sunday, Tua gets hit, back of his head slams against the turf, gets up wobbly, kind of wobbles again. They take him in the locker room. Just assumption was he had a concussion. And then and the Dolphins tweeted out that, he was questionable to return with a head injury. Then he comes back out for the second half. They said, no, it wasn't a head injury. It was a back injury. But, it looks really bad now seeing him get, his head banged against the turf again in this game. And look, the hit that knocked him out last night would have knocked him out regardless. Like, whether or not he had a concussion 5 days ago, whatever it is, that hit still would have knocked him out. But, like I said, it just looks so much worse when you talk about it. And we know now so much more about concussions, and we know how dangerous it is to get another concussion before you've healed from one that you've had. So, I mean, it looked really bad on the field last night. Now, they put him on a stretcher, took him to the hospital. They said he was fine. He got released last night. But now you wonder what his, ramp-up process is to get ready for the next week. And it just, I was thinking this morning about the time that, I don't know, Taylor Lewan, it was either on Bussin' with the Boys or on a radio interview that he did the week that he had a concussion, and basically said Mike Vrabel called him on Monday and was like, look, dude, you're not playing Sunday. Don't worry about rushing back. Get healthy. And really, that's what it's going to take is coaches to step up in these situations. Because, and I'm not saying anything about Mike McDaniel. I mean, we don't know everything that went into that. And I hate trying to interject myself into situations that I don't have all the information. But just in general, it's going to take a coach seeing an injury like something that happened to Tua and being like, you know what, I know the doctors cleared you, but you're not going. Like, this is not in the best interest of your health. And that's tough for these guys, right? Because they want to win games. That was a big game the Dolphins were in the middle of. They were playing the Bills, 2-2-0 teams, division, all that kind of stuff. But I really think it's going to take a coach being willing to step up and say, look, I know that they said you're okay, but we're not going to put you back in here. We're going to get you healthy, all the way healthy. And I thought it was nice that Vrabel did that for Lewan. Now, speaking of Vrabel as a coach, you may have seen a clip of A.J. Brown talking about how how he's getting to have fun in Philadelphia and how he didn't get to have fun with the Titans. I wish, you know, A.J. Brown talked about how, like, Tennessee fans need to let him go. Well, he needs to let the Titans go as well, if that's what he's, you know, concerned about. Listen, that's fine. I wish guys, when they're asked a question about, like, their new place, like, I wish they would just compliment the place without turning around and saying something about the old place. We saw it with Logan Ryan last year, right? When he was complimenting, either last year or 2 years ago, when, you know, talking about how good Giants fans were, and then he turns around and says, yeah, things were bad in Tennessee and blah, blah, blah. Well, and then he came back later and said he wasn't really trying to insult Titans fans. He was just making a point. And, like, oh, that's fine. Just compliment your place. That's all you got to do. You don't have to bring the former place. And obviously it's more sensitive to me and to us as Titans fans. But, like, I just don't understand why guys have to throw that back under. Just let it go, man. And, like, listen, I still enjoy watching AJ play. I still wish the Titans would have found out a way to keep him here. But I also think that, like, as bitter as he's been about how things went down with the Titans, like, he should be somewhat appreciative, because I know they traded him away, but the Titans absolutely could have said, we're not redoing your contract, you've got a year left, you're going to come play on your contract. Titans could have done that. They didn't have to trade him. Now, it would have gotten messy. He probably would have held out. Guys can't really hold out now with the rules and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, he ends up getting fined if he does that and all that kind of stuff. They could have franchised him next year and not given him long-term security, all those things. And, like, instead of going through all of that, they traded him. Now, we can talk about whether or not that was the best thing for the Titans, but I think in the long run, that was way better for A.J. Brown, because now he's signed that contract, he's got that guaranteed money, he's got that security, all that kind of stuff, and it didn't have to go that way. The Titans could have forced his hand, and ultimately, in that game, the team wins with the way rules are set up now. So, you know, I think it's really time for all of us to move on from that. To move on from AJ, he's having a great year. As long as he stays healthy, he's going to have a great years, great career, all that kind of stuff, because he's a really, really good player. There's no doubt about that. It just, like I said, it stinks that it didn't work out here, but it is time for everybody just to kind of move on from that. As far as the game this weekend, you know, Titans-Colts, it's a huge game, obviously. First division game for the Titans. If they can get to 1-0 in the division, get a road, steal a game from, you know, the team that we thought coming in was going to be their biggest competition. Maybe it's not now. Maybe it's going to be the Jaguars. Jaguars play the Eagles this weekend. That's going to be an interesting game to watch and see kind of a little bit about both of those teams. But, you know, the Titans need to go get this one. You know, returning to the scene of the Derrick Henry injury last year. The Colts have been really good against the run so far. Hopefully the Titans can get it established, or we can at least see one of those Derrick Henry games where, you know, things are maybe not the most efficient heading, you know, through 2-3 quarters, and then he breaks off a long one. That's, you know, been his MO a lot of his career, and we've seen that a lot of times, and he's done that against the Colts a few times. So hopefully we can see something like that. Hopefully Bud Dupree can go so the pass rush can get after Matt Ryan. I think that's going to be the thing, right? If they can pressure Matt Ryan, I think they're going to win. Now, they got to stop Jonathan Taylor, and the Titans have not been good at stopping the run, and we know that the Colts are going to do everything they can to get that established. Now, the good thing here is it's not like these prior weeks where you have a bunch of weapons that you have to focus on, right? I mean, the Colts have Michael Pittman. He's a good player. But the rest of their receiving core, pass catchers, don't scare you. So maybe you can dedicate an extra guy to the box to try to help stop Jonathan Taylor. Whereas, like, even when you're playing against the Giants in week one, you got Saquon Barkley, but they have better guys on the outside that can make plays, you know, as a whole, right? Michael Pittman may be better than anybody the Giants have, but their receivers, their pass catchers as a whole are better than what the Colts have. So hopefully Titans can dedicate an extra guy to the box, stop Jonathan Taylor on early downs, force the Colts into obvious passing downs where they can get after Matt Ryan. And, you know, he's an easy guy to sack at this point in his career just because he can't move anymore. So anyway, that's kind of how we'll watch how it all plays out, but just kind of some interesting things this morning as we get ready for another weekend of football. All right, that'll do it for today. Be sure and musicmiracles.com. Check it out between now, Sunday. Be there on Sunday. We'll have, you know, the open thread, discuss the game, recap after the game, recap podcast Sunday, all those things that we have every week, and a lot of analysis and news heading up to the game on Sunday. So for this podcast, that will do it. That's a terrible way to end it, but that's what we're going to do. I'm Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM, at TitansMCM. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you again on Sunday.